welcome you back to Ladd People's Stadium inside the Liberty Bank broadcast booth. It is halftime in our GoDaddy.com bowl tonight between Arkansas State and Kent State. The Red Wolves lead the 25th-ranked team in the nation 14-10 as we welcome you to the Farmers Insurance Halftime Show. And we're joined now inside the Liberty Bank broadcast booth by our good friend, former head coach Steve Roberts. And first off, it is great to see you, my friend.
Great to be here with you too, man. Be here with these kids. It's been very special this weekend.
You got in yesterday afternoon. I know you went straight out to the practice field. You got to see those players, still so many that you coached and recruited. Talk about that moment when you got to see them for the first time.
Well, it was very emotional. We got here right as practice was ending, and many of them had already got on the bus and just standing out there visiting with a couple of them, and I heard that one of them got on one of the buses and said, "Hey, Coach Roberts is here," and they started pouring off the buses, and Abby was snapping pictures, and I was hugging guys, and it was a very special moment for me to have an opportunity to see these kids again. And you know, this senior class is a very special group of young men that'll be very productive citizens in society, and no doubt be great representatives of Arkansas State.
21 seniors playing their final game as Arkansas State Red Wolves tonight. You had a lot to do with that, and you had a lot to do with this fan base, and I know it was exciting for you to see the players. You came straight to the team hotel after that and got to see a lot of the fans you haven't seen in a long time.
And that was very good, too, and they were all so positive. You know, I was worried, no doubt about it, worried as I stepped in there, and we had a plan to go straight up to the room, but just being embraced by so many positive people about our tenure there at Arkansas State was special to me and to my family as well.
Yeah, you have your wife and your daughter, Sherry and Abby, here with you in the booth right now. I know it's been a fun weekend for them. You make so many relationships during your time at Arkansas State, your time at any coaching stop, and I know that Jonesboro was a very special place for you and your family.
Well, it was, primarily but because of those relationships. The relationships that you make with people in the community, people that support your program, with the kids, you know, it was just very, very special. And, you know, we worked extremely hard to try to build that program to what it is today, and you know, fell short a little bit, but still worked very hard. I'm proud of this staff and these kids for what they've been able to go on and do.
You and I were talking at the hotel a little bit earlier, and you said you wanted to make everything tonight about the kids and the future of this program, and obviously you see this program going in the right direction. I know Athletic Director Terry Mahajer was the one, or one of the people who reached out to you and invited you here tonight, and I know you were impressed and certainly appreciative of that.
Yeah, very appreciative. Just, you know, even if we didn't come, even the gesture was extremely nice of him, and very classy, and shows the character that the program has, and I was very, very proud to accept that offer. Took us a little while to, you know, to sort of digest that, but very proud to do that. And then, you know, again, an opportunity to see these seniors one more time. And, you know, there's no doubt that the program's headed in the right direction. I had an opportunity tonight to see Coach Harson again and visit with him a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, not on anything in particular, but just general stuff about his family and that type stuff. And very impressed with him, and look forward to great things for A-State.
And you do have that relationship with Coach Harson. A few years ago, you took your entire staff up to Boise State and kind of showed them how it was done up there at Boise, and of course, Coach Harson was a part of that staff.
Yeah, he was. Unfortunately, you know, that was my father almost died that weekend, and I was unable to go that week. We were able to send the rest of the staff, mm-hmm. thanks to the generosity of a fantastic booster. But it was a great experience. We came back, and we were everything that we could financially install, we did. But some of the stuff we weren't able to do. But they were very gracious to our staff at that time.
Talking with former A-State head coach Steve Roberts here on the Farmers Insurance Halftime Show. A-State leading Kent State at the intermission tonight here at the GoDaddy.com Bowl in Mobile by the score of 14-10. Coach, we've talked about all this stuff, seeing the players and being able to just kind of talk with these guys again. You're able to watch them play football again tonight. Talk about your thoughts on the first half.
Well, I told Sherry, you know, it'd be nice, it was nice when we got out of the vehicle today. I said, I'm not making a single decision till tonight, till we get back to the hotel. So wherever y'all want to go, we'll go. But very impressed with the kids. I think you saw it from both football teams having over a month layoff.
Yeah.
You're seeing more in the second quarter what both of these teams are capable of doing. Ryan settled down, played very, very well in that second quarter. You know, it's going to be a heck of a ball game. Really, really hope our kids can pull it out. They're flying around making plays. They're having fun playing football. And, you know, I know how bad they want this. And I know they've worked very hard to put themselves in position to win this football game. And I hope it works out that way.
Now, I know a lot of our fans will echo this, but it is absolutely wonderful to see you. Again, E-State head coach, former head coach Steve Roberts joining us here at the intermission. Again, A-State leading Kent State at the break, 14-10. More to come here on the Farmers Insurance Halftime Show from Mobile. Stay tuned. Red Wolves football will continue in a moment.